Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold.
The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Allie Irving for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Oprah Daily. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah Daily. Our first article, Oprah says enough to the stigma around weight. There's much more to life than feeling bad about your weight or obsessing about food. This article was written by Oprah Winfrey and originally published January 11, 2026. I've had many life-changing aha moments over the years, but I have to admit I never expected that one of the most profound would happen when I was nearly 70 years old. It was 2023, and I was leading one of our The Life You Want classes about weight for Oprah Daily. I have struggled very publicly with my weight for decades and tried what feels like every diet and intervention under the sun. I thought I had heard and seen it all. So imagine my surprise when one of the doctors on the panel shared that as of 2013, the American Medical Association considered obesity a disease. For so many years, I blamed myself for my weight issues. But it wasn't my fault. It was biological. And there were treatments for the disease of obesity, treatments I had avoided because I didn't think I was worthy of them. That conversation set me on a path towards better health and a freer, happier life. Today, I feel whole in a way I didn't for a very long time. I've heard from many of you over the years with similar struggles. That's why I contacted the incredible endocrinologist, Anya Jastreboff, MD, PhD, whom you may remember from the Oprah podcast last year, to see if she'd work on a book with me about the science of weight. That book, Enough, is out on Tuesday, and I'm excited for you all to read it. Working on it with Dr. Jastreboff has been so healing for me, and I hope reading it will heal you too. There's much more to life than feeling bad about your weight or obsessing about food. Let's take that first step to freedom together. Our next article, 14 best shampoos for dry and damaged hair according to stylists. Experts explain what to look for and share their best picks. This was written by Genesis Rivas and originally published January 13, 2026. Damaged hair comes in many forms: rough texture, breakage, a lack of shine and luster, split ends, dryness, and lack of elasticity, explains Johnny Wright, a celebrity hairstylist and Our X expert. Damaged hair is also prone to knots and tangles. Typically, damaged strands are a result of heat styling or chemical treatments like hair dye, bleach, relaxers, or straightening treatments. The best way to counteract the damage is to invest in a reparative hair care routine, and that starts with a good shampoo. Shampoo can help repair damaged hair in two ways, says Cassandra Olivia, a celebrity hairstylist and colorist. It removes dirt, oil, and impurities from the hair to ensure hair is clean so the ingredients can effectively penetrate the strands, and its active ingredients will nourish and moisturize the hair follicle and scalp to ensure new, healthy growth. Keep listening to learn what to keep an eye out for when shopping for a new shampoo and the ones experts recommend. Number 1. Best Overall. Brio Geo Don't Despair Repair Super Moisture Shampoo. $15 at Amazon. Combat dryness with this ultra-hydrating, sulfate-free shampoo that contains no panthenol to improve moisture retention, algae extract rich in minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and vitamins to nourish, and B vitamins to add body and shine. Plant proteins also help to strengthen and repair broken hair strands. It's a great choice for reducing frizz, and it's safe to use on color-treated hair. While it is more expensive than other options on this list, it comes in a large 16-ounce bottle that lasts. Number 2, best for hair loss due to breakage. Pantene Abundant Shampoo, $15 at Walmart. While hair loss, Thinning and shedding can be a multifactorial problem. Oxidative stress from environmental aggressors can cause further damage. This new formula is clinically proven to protect the scalp and hair from external factors that exacerbate shedding. It contains pro-vitamin B5, niacinamide, and a powerful antioxidant called pyroctone-olamine. After 8 weeks of testing done by the brand, this formula, along with the conditioner and serum, helps retain more than 6,000 strands at the root. Number 3, best clarifying. OGX Pro Growth Plus Peptide Exfoliating Scalp Shampoo. $7 at Walmart. Getting a deep clean on damaged, dry, or even fine and thinning hair is tricky, but necessary. If you aren't effectively cleansing the scalp and strands of oil, dirt, and buildup, it can prevent healthy hair growth. This budget-friendly formula strikes the perfect balance between clarifying yet restorative. It contains mandelic acid, a gentle exfoliant that unclogs hair follicles to support healthy hair growth, and peptides that help strengthen the fiber from the inside out. Not to mention, it's also sulfate-free. It checks all of the boxes. Number 4, best for dull hair. Marc Anthony Repair Bond Plus Rescuplex Daily Hair Shampoo, $10 at Amazon. The budget-friendly price point is only part of this formula's allure. It rebuilds and repairs damaged hair bonds, which give our hair fibers shape and flexibility. It also contains rice bran, rosemary oil, and vitamin C to improve elasticity and shine. If your hair looks a little flat, lifeless, and dull, this formula will bring it back to life. Number 5. Best for damaged curly hair. Shea Moisture Amla Oil Bond Repair Shampoo. $12 at Amazon or Walmart. Don't sleep on drugstore shampoos because there are a variety that get the job done and for a budget-friendly price, including this one, which is perfect for curls and coils that need support. A unique blend of amino acids and alma oil helps to strengthen and repair signs of damage, such as brittleness and breakage, caused by heat, color, and protective styles. Shea butter also moisturizes and defines type 3 and type 4 curls for healthier-looking hair. Number 6, best for very dry hair. Milbon Repair Restorative Shampoo, $32 on Amazon. Miguel Luis Rios, a hairstylist at Rita Hazan, says this formula is his go-to for severely dry, damaged hair. So if your hair looks a little brittle, feels like straw, or breaks easily, you'll love this formula that gently, but effectively, cleanses and features a dual repair technology that helps boost elasticity and resilience over time. It's also safe to use on color-treated hair. The unscented formula is great for those with sensitivities. Number 7, best for heat-damaged hair. Wella Professionals Ultimate Repair Shampoo, $35 on Amazon or at Ulta Beauty. Those with fine hair will appreciate the lightweight feel of this formula, while those with extreme bleach or heat damage will love its reparative benefits. It deeply cleanses hair and scalp from oil, dirt, and pollution without stripping the hair, thanks to exfoliating acids. It's dermatologist tested and contains omega-9, which helps strengthen and rebuild the hair from the inside and out. All hair types can reap the benefits of this vegan and dermatologically tested shampoo. Number 8, best for breakage, Ceremonia Guava Shampoo, $26 on Amazon or at Sephora. We're big fans of Ceremonia, a sustainable Latinx-founded brand that highlights the culture through efficacious ingredients. If breakage and split ends are your top concern, consider this option. All hair types can use it, as it contains reparative guava, soothing aloe vera, and plant-derived guar gum to strengthen, protect, and boost shine. It also protects hair color from fading. The sulfate-free formula is vegan, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and comes in recyclable packaging. Best for thick hair, Moroccan Oil Hydrating Shampoo, $30 on Amazon. Enter this popular option that we love for its ability to moisturize and protect. The formula contains argan oil, which is rich in vitamin E, and fatty acids that nourish while warding off free radical damage. It's also made with algae, a moisturizing ingredient, and vitamin A, which retains moisture and fights damage. Number 10, best fragrance free. Virtue Labs Sculpt Remedy Shampoo, $44 at virtuelabs.com. The key to getting the hair of your dreams begins at the scalp, literally. This formula aims to balance and nourish the scalp microbiome while gently cleansing and hydrating hair. It combines two keratin proteins, alpha and gamma, to repair damaged strands, improve elasticity, prevent future breakage, and nourish the scalp. White willow bark extract gently exfoliates to offer a deep clean. You can use the formula daily, and over time, you'll notice fewer scalp concerns and more nourished and hydrated strands. Number 11, best for curly hair. Pattern by Tracy Ellis Ross Hydration Shampoo, $22 at Amazon or Sephora. Whether you have 2A waves or 4C coils, this creamy, gentle formula adds major hydration so that curls look defined and less frizzy. It's great for cleansing the scalp and hair strands, but it doesn't leave hair feeling depleted of moisture. The formula contains a ton of moisturizing ingredients, including aloe leaf juice, honey, and 10 nourishing and conditioning plant-based oils such as coconut, jojoba, castor, and olive. Number 12, best for color-treated hair, Pureology Hydrate Shampoo, $36 at Walmart. Sadly, color-treated hair and dryness typically go hand in hand. Luckily, this formula provides major hydration for thick and medium type hair types, preserves color, increases shine, and gives strands a soft and smooth feel. Jojoba extract hydrates, while green tea extract soothes the scalp. It also contains sunflower seed extract, a UV filter, and vitamin E to protect against environmental factors, such as pollution and sun exposure, that strip color. The scent is a signature aromatherapy blend of lavender, bergamot, and patchouli oils. Number 13, best for split ends. Olaplex No. 4 Bond Maintenance Shampoo, $32 at Amazon. Olaplex's patented bond-building technology does work wonders for split ends, breakage, and overall damaged hair. This hydrating formula nourishes and softens hair while repairing broken bonds and strengthening. One reviewer describes the formula as transformative, stating, "I used to have hair that broke very easily, but now it's long and healthy and luxurious." Whether you have fine or thick hair, curly or pin straight strands, everyone can benefit from this formula. Number 14, best for brittle hair. Oribe Gold Lust Repair Restore Shampoo, $56 at Amazon. Brittle hair tends to be very fragile, prone to breakage, and dull. So while it might be a splurge, this formula is great because it helps reverse brittleness by nourishing, clarifying, fortifying, and smoothing strands. It contains biotin and amino acids to strengthen, argan and marcula oils add moisture and shine, and bromelain, an enzyme that gently exfoliates and balances the scalp for a deep clean. It's safe to use on keratin or color-treated hair, too. What to look for in a shampoo for dry or damaged hair? Anything moisturizing. It's best to keep an eye out for moisturizing ingredients like argan oil, shea butter, aloe vera, or coconut oil, recommends Wright. These help add moisture and hydration to thirsty strands. You can combat the look and feel of brittle hair and breakage with strengthening ingredients like amino acids and proteins, explains Wright. Shampoos with bonding agents and bond repairing technology can also help repair damaged hair, says Rios. To be clear, sulfates aren't inherently bad ingredients, but they can be drying because they offer a very deep clean. If you have damaged hair, which is typically dry, sulfates can further draw out moisture and cause more damage, says Olivia. Therefore, sulfate-free formulas may work better for you. How we chose the best shampoos for dry hair. Our beauty team is dedicated to finding you the best of the best formulas. We spoke with experts to learn about what to look for in a shampoo for dry, damaged hair and got their go-to recommendations. We also researched and tested top-rated and brand-new formulas that hit the market to help you find the best products out there. The next article is titled Oprah and Dr. Anya M. Yastreboff set the record straight on obesity in their new book, Enough: The Science Behind Food Noise, Failed Diets, and Why Self-Control Was Never the Issue. This article was written by Anya M. Yastreboff, MD, PhD, and originally published January 13, 2026. My why in life is helping people with obesity. So when Oprah raised the idea of writing a book about obesity, the answer was clear. Together, we wanted to share a truth, and that truth is that obesity is a disease. It's not a choice. It's not about willpower or failure. It's a disease. For Oprah, as for many of my patients, this truth was a light bulb moment. And embracing this realization changes the entire conversation around weight and health, which is why Oprah and I wrote our book, Enough, to tell the truth about the disease of obesity, to describe the new treatment options, to set your mind and body free from fault or self-blame, and, if you so choose, to lay open potential new paths for improving health. If you have obesity, the disease, it means that your body wants to store more energy, even if it already has enough to live, move, and exist. You don't just experience obesity in your body. You may experience it in your conscious and subconscious mind. It emerges as food noise, that relentless voice in your head urging, no, demanding, that you eat another cookie or chip, even after you've finished the whole bag. You may be constantly distracted by trying not to eat. That takes a lot of effort, focus, and energy. You may have tried diet after diet, trying to fight your own biology. All these behaviors are not you. They are symptoms of a disease. The truth is, our bodies are brilliant. Millions of years ago, our bodies figured out that in order to survive, we needed to store fuel or energy, and that the most efficient way to do this was to store energy as fat. Fat is a good thing. It allows us to survive and thrive. We have this beautiful and essential biology whereby hormones communicate with our brains about energy needs and stores in our bodies. Our brains regulate these energy stores, making sure we always have enough. But for some of us, it's never enough. No matter how much you eat, you're never full. You're always left wanting. In the back of your mind, there's always the thought of the mint chip ice cream in the freezer, the rich and velvety fresh spring mangoes, or the crispy fries and perfectly melty cheeseburger that's just an Uber Eats order away. Maybe you're not even conscious of this, but your mind is never clear. You're cozy at home watching Netflix, and somehow you find yourself wandering into the kitchen, opening the pantry without really knowing what you're looking for. You may ask, if we have such vitally important biology, then why do so many people have obesity? Why does my neighbor have obesity? Why does my daughter have this disease? Why do I have it? Nearly half of Americans have obesity. Two-thirds are overweight or have obesity. Certainly, hundreds of millions of Americans did not wake up one morning and choose to have a disease. Obesity is not a choice. It's confused biology. So what happened? Why do so many of us store extra energy, extra fat? It turns out that our environment changed much more quickly than our biology evolved. The environment we live in is filled with ultra-processed food, lack of sleep, lack of physical activity, and a lot of stress. This environment promotes the storage of extra energy, and we respond by doing just that, storing extra energy, extra fuel. Again, our bodies are simply making sure that we have enough. People who 100 years ago would have been characterized as normal weight now are overweight. People who were genetically predisposed to be overweight now have obesity. For many people with obesity, food chatter can drown out all other thoughts. A litany of diets rob those with the disease of the time and attention they could spend playing pickleball or learning to play the guitar or to speak Mandarin. While still not recognized and accepted by everyone, medical associations, including the World Health Organization and the American Medical Association, recognize obesity as a disease. but it's not a disease because various associations recognize it as such. Obesity is a disease because it is a medical condition with complex underlying biology that negatively impacts health. For now, we can say that obesity is incited by our modern environment and occurs when our brain instructs our body to store more fat than it needs. This extra stored fat results in detrimental impacts on health. The definition of obesity is still a subject of debate, and maybe this is part of the problem. And the limited definitions and descriptions we do have don't communicate how it feels to have the disease. Not everyone who gains weight has obesity. However, if you have it, you know it. You've tried 621 diets and none of them work. Or if they do work for a few months, then they stop working. Many think about food, 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 day and night, morning and evening. You wake up sometimes and eat all the leftover turkey meatloaf from dinner, then sit in the kitchen and berate yourself. Or maybe you don't eat the turkey meatloaf. You resist. You throw it out. Then sit in the kitchen wishing you hadn't. You wasted food. Your kids could have made meatloaf sandwiches. You can weigh 195 pounds or 495 pounds or 295 pounds. The number on the scale doesn't matter. Whatever you do or don't do, you never have enough. And what does that not having enough and storing extra fat translate to in terms of our health? Well, what are the top two causes of death in the United States? Heart disease and cancer. Does obesity increase the risk for developing heart disease? It does. The lifetime risk for developing heart disease in people with obesity without diabetes is close to 50% in women and nearly 70% in men. That translates to 1 in 2 women and 2 in 3 men. That risk goes up even further in the presence of diabetes. Nearly 90% of people with type 2 diabetes have obesity. What about cancer? Having obesity also increases your risk of developing certain types of cancers. At least 13 types of cancers have been identified as being obesity-related, including postmenopausal breast cancer, colon cancer, endometrial cancer, pancreatic cancer, thyroid cancer, and the list goes on. In fact, there are more than 200 obesity-related diseases and complications. So let's imagine a world where we can safely and effectively treat obesity, and in so doing, potentially prevent, mitigate, or treat hundreds of downstream diseases, in effect, saving lives. We don't have to imagine such a world. We are living in that world. We have safe and effective treatments. Now is a transformative time, an exhilarating time, a hopeful time. But as thrilling as this moment is, it's important to recognize what it truly means and what it doesn't. These medications are not magic, as some refer to them, nor do they erase the complex reality of obesity. They are tools that help us target the biology of the disease. But, as with many interventions used to treat chronic diseases, they do not cure the disease. To understand just how redefining these medications are, we need to step back and look at obesity for what it really is, not a matter of choice or a failure of willpower, but a chronic medical condition rooted in the body's own regulatory systems, which are responding to our current environment. This is the crucial shift from blame and shame to science and treatment. That was taken from Enough, Your Health, Your Weight, and What It's Like to Be Free by Anya M. Yastreboff, MD, PhD, and Oprah Winfrey. Our next article is titled, 3 Simple Ways to Improve Your VO2 Max. This buzzy heart health metric is linked to fitness, disease prevention, and longevity. This article was written by Sophia Lodato and originally published January 15th, 2026. If you spend a lot of time around fitness obsessives or doom scrolling on gym talk like yours truly, you're eventually going to hear about VO2 max. The metric, once reserved for hardcore endurance runners hooked up to lab machines, has been touted as the gold standard for measuring how fit you are. For the average gym goer, though, it can seem like yet another confusing stat to track on your smartwatch. But it's actually simple. Your VO2 max is a measure of your cardiac capacity, says Francine Delgado Lugo, an NCSF certified personal trainer and co-founder of Form Fitness Brooklyn. Essentially, it's how much oxygen your body uses during intense exercise. Your muscles need oxygen to create energy in order to move, so the more oxygen you can take in, the more energy you can make, and the more powerful your efforts become. A higher VO2 max isn't just good for crushing your fitness goals. It's also linked to a reduced risk of cardiovascular diseases, certain cancers, diabetes, and all-cause and disease-specific mortality. Some experts also believe it's an important predictor of longevity. You can estimate your current score on most wearable devices, including the Apple Watch and the Oura Ring, or by doing a simple at-home walking or running test. Generally speaking, if you're a woman in your 40s, a good VO2 max is between 29 and 32.8 milliliters per kilogram per minute, which refers to milliliters of oxygen consumed per kilogram of body weight per minute of exercise. In your 50s, it's 27 to 31.4 milligrams per milliliters per kilograms per minute. That said, gender, age, genetics, body size, and even current altitude are among the factors that can influence your number. The good news is you can improve it easily with exercise, says Julie Delphin, MD, a cardiologist at NYU Langone Health's Joan H. Tisch Center for Women's Health. Here are three bite-sized ways, and I'm going to abbreviate for time. Number one, try exercise snacks. These are short, 5 minutes or less, vigorous bursts of movement peppered throughout your day. Number two, start your day with 10 push-ups, or three 30-second planks, or 15 squats. Doing some kind of strength training move first thing in the morning can be a good way to add more exercise to your daily routine, says Dr. Delphin. Number three, add mini sprints to your cardio routine. Try interval training, a fancy term for doing short bursts of rapid, intense movement followed by slower, less intense movement. You could also add a weighted vest or otherwise increase your resistance. We have run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Daily. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Allie Irving, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Oprah Daily is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are.